Some sad news from the boxing world yesterday as Pernell Whitaker passes away at the age of 55 after a car accident. Here to help us remember a true legend in the world of boxing is Mr. Boxing in Calgary, Michael Short. Michael, not the best of circumstances to be chatting, but always a pleasure, sir. How are you today?
Hey, Peter. I'm good, and it's always a pleasure to be on the Fan 960. Yeah, it's bad news, but hey, that's circle of life, I guess.
Regarded as one of the best of all time, just for people who are too young, give us a bit of a breakdown on the legacy of Sweet Pea.
Yeah, Sweet Pea was amazing. You know, I first got a glimpse of him probably about 82, 83 when he was fighting live on ABC Wide World of Sports and the Amateurs. And, you know, that's back when amateur boxing was huge and really, really well covered by the media. And this guy was just, he was brilliant. You know, he had that Lomachenko type of footwork and head movement and stuff. He was an amazing defensive fighter. He could punch a little bit, you know, respectable power, but incredible boxing skill. And you see him win gold in the Olympics, just almost like a walk in the park. And then he, you know, went on and had a brilliant professional career. You know, he fought some of the greats of the sport, and he influenced some of the greats. You know, people like Mike Tyson, Zab Judah, Floyd Mayweather. They always refer to Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker like he was just one of those iconic type of fighters.
When you look back on his career, there are a couple big fights that stick out. But when you think of Pernell Whitaker, what are some of the fights that come to mind for you?
Well, you know, his first loss was actually quite significant. You know, he was only 18-0, Olympian and stuff, but he always had trouble with southpaws, and he lost to the original Jose Luis Ramirez. But Ramirez at that time, you know, had 100 wins and 6 losses, and Whitaker had 18 fights. So, you know, this was a big thing, but he lost. Then he went on to later on beat Ramirez in a rematch a few fights later, but kind of the big fights for me was when he beat Greg Haugen and Azuma Nelson, a couple, you know, real, real legendary type of boxers themselves. And then later on, as he really started to become, you know, a true professional, beating guys like Buddy McGirt as he moved up in weight, you know, he went from lightweight up to 147 pounds. And Buddy McGirt had a great record, great pedigree. And, you know, that was a huge victory for him. And then, of course, one of the biggest robberies in boxing was when he fought Julio Cesar Chavez. Now, Chavez is declared probably one of the greatest Mexican boxers ever. And when Pernell fought him, Chavez was 87-0. And, you know, they called it a draw, but it was in, you know, fighting for the WBC title. And, of course, the WBC is a Mexican-based organization, and they kind of salvaged the O on Chavez's record, but it was a real bad robbery. So those are the key fights for me that really stood out. And then De La Hoya, I thought he beat him, but they gave the decision to De La Hoya, and you know, that was sort of started the decline of Sweet Pea.
To current day boxing, there is a pay-per-view coming up this weekend. Keith Thurman taking on Manny Pacquiao. Pacquiao, obviously the big name in this for Thurman, very talented boxer, but this will be only his third fight since 2016. How do you size these two up?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Pacquiao, we always remember him for all of his Mexican wars with Marquez and Morales and those kind of guys. And the fighter is usually the last one to know when to hang him up. And when we say hang him up, you know, it's time to hang up your gloves and retire, is because we don't want to see these guys get hurt. And that's why people, you know, writers and media and stuff and fans will say, you know, this guy should retire from boxing. But, yeah, Keith Thurman, big welterweight, good puncher, but he's been inactive. And I think he's had one fight actually since 2017, and that was a close, very close fight against Josecito Lopez. So Pacquiao's a bigger puncher than Lopez is. And if you remember, Thurman was kind of moving away, running quite a bit in that fight in the last couple of rounds. He got tagged. So I think this is a fairly safe fight for Pacquiao to be in, even at this stage of his career. And if he still got it, he's going to win. Probably 8-4 type of decision. I don't think he'll knock Thurman out because Thurman can box if he gets hurt. So I would go with Pacquiao, but you know what? There's a few good fights on the undercard too. So I think it's a well-produced show by PBC, and I think it's going to be a good one.
Chatting with Mr. Boxing in Calgary, Michael Short here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Locally, Dakota, obviously you work very closely with him as you're the founder and owner and all that. Well, what do you guys have coming up here over the next little bit? I know you guys have had a bit of a break, but are probably itching to get back into the ring.
Well, for sure. You know, we had 5 events in 7 months, and our last show was March 30th, and then we took a 6-month hiatus just to you'll kind of recover a bit and build some new angles for upcoming shows that are, you know, there's going to be some really, really good stuff, especially September 28th. We got a special attraction match that's happening for the main event. And that's our next show, Pro-Am and Boxing at the fabulous Deerfoot Inn and Casino. But before that, we're hosting our second annual Fight Like a Pro charity boxing event up in Drumheller. And we've got a stacked fall, so it's going to be 4 events this fall for us.
Looking forward to it. Michael, again, wish it was under better circumstances, but thanks for taking some time for us today. Really appreciate it.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Mr. Boxing in Calgary, Michael Short.